Pháp thoại mà các bạn đang nghe được phát từ phatam.com, website hàng đầu về truyền thông đa phương tiện Phật giáo.
If you have the chanting book in front of you, please turn to page 4. Brothers and sisters, please stay calm, relax your mind, and listen deeply to the 5 mindfulness trainings with your calm and clear mind. This is the first of the 5 mindfulness trainings.
First mindfulness training. Aware of the suffering caused by destruction of life. I vow to cultivate compassion and learn ways to defend the lives of people, animals, and plants. I am determined not to kill, not to let others kill, and not to condone any act of killing in the world or in my thinking and in my way of life.
This is the first of the 5 mindfulness trainings. The second mindfulness training.
Aware of suffering caused by exploitation, social injustice, stealing, and oppression. I vow to cultivate loving kindness and learn ways to work for the well-being of people, animals, and plants. I vow to practice generosity, sharing my time, energy, and material resources with those in real need. I am determined not to steal and not to possess anything that should belong to others. I will prosper the priority, the property of others, but I will prevent others from profiting from human suffering or the suffering of others. species on earth.
That is the second of the five mindfulness trainings. The third mindfulness training. Fourth mindfulness training.
Aware of suffering caused by unmindful speech and the inability to listen to others. I want to cultivate loving speech and deep listening in order to bring joy and happiness to others and relieve others of their suffering. Knowing that words can create happiness or suffering, I want to speak truthfully using words that inspire self-confidence. I'm just trying not to spread news that I do not want to be sick and not to criticize or condemn things which I'm not sure. I will refrain from other words that can cause division or discord, or that can cause a family or a community to break. I will make all efforts to reconcile and resolve all conflicts by another person. The fifth mindfulness training. Aware of suffering caused by unmindful consumption. I want to cultivate good health, both physical and mental, for myself, my family, and my society. By practicing mindful eating, drinking, and consuming, I want to ingest only items that preserve peace, well-being, and joy in my body, in my consciousness, and in the collective body and the consciousness of our family and society. I'm determined not to use alcohol or any other intoxicant, or ingest food or other items that contain toxins, such as some TV programs, magazines, books, films, and other conversations. I'm aware that to damage my body or my consciousness with these poisons is to betray my ancestors, my parents, my society, future generations. I will work to transform violence, fear, anger, confusion in myself and in society by practicing the diet that is crucial for soul transformation and for the transformation of society.
Good evening, my dear brothers, sisters, and friends. Welcome to our weekly Friday meditation session. Today is June 1st, 2012. I'm very happy to see most of you tonight. How are you? We haven't met for 2 weeks already. The last two Fridays I was in Denver, Colorado, and also in Windsor, Ontario, for the Buddha's birthday celebration. This weekend I'm supposed to be in Saskatchewan, but some other monks can go on behalf of Thai, so I'm free. I'm very happy to stay home. And to meet you tonight. According to our schedule, every first Friday of the month, we do the mindfulness trainings recitation. Every time when we sit quietly with our calm and clear mind to listen deeply to each of the mindfulness training has been read by someone, and each of the word in the training is like a lecture for help us to reflect. That's why the opening words they used to say that please listen to each of the mindfulness training with your calm and clear mind, using these trainings like a mirror to reflect. What do we reflect? We reflect on how we have lived in the past month, how we have behaved, how we have practiced. Let's say the fourth mindfulness training about our daily conversation. Maybe the first three we okay. No killing, no stealing, no sexual misconduct. We may do that. But the fourth one is about our daily conversation. We speak every day. How do we mindful on our speech? Because if we speak with our mindfulness, we may cause our loved ones suffer. We may cause problems for ourselves. And sometimes the word we have spoke, it come out of our mouth. We cannot take it back. It's been there forever. And even no matter how much and how sincere we apologize, still there is a wound in someone's heart. Did you remember the story about a young man who always speak badly when he get angry? And his father said, every time when you get angry and you speak with your unmindful speech, you use a lot of bad languages, then you should nail one nail into the pole. And later on, he finished 30 nails easily. And the father said, now, every time when you're able to control your anger, you can taming your speech, then you take the nail out of the pole. He did. He succeeded. But the father said, look, after you nail, even you took the nail out, but you still can see there's a hole in the pole. And can you imagine the wound, the scar outside on the skin can be healed, but the wound inside of someone you love, they hurt, they pain, they suffer by your language, by your words, are very hard to heal. So that's why the Buddha said, we create our negative karma based on our body, our speech, and our mind. And in the five mindfulness trainings that focus to the first three is about the body, because you kill, you steal, and you sexual misconduct that is related to the body. Those karma belong to the body, the actions. The fourth precept, the fourth training, belong to the speech. And the fifth one belong to the mind and also the body. Because if we take something into the body without mindfulness, we may cause sickness to the body. And if we take something that is not necessary for the mind, we also suffer. Consciousness food, the food for the mind. So if we are mindful, we will watch some programs in the TV in order to, if that program able to give us some learning, able to nourish us or damage us. Very important. So the five mindfulness trainings, if we look deeply, if we reflect deeply, and we can see these trainings help us to cleanse the body, the speech, and the mind. Help us to cultivate the good karma more than the bad karma. So that's why the Buddha said, if someone asks you, can you summarize the Buddha's teaching? You can summarize in three sentences. Avoid bad things. Do good things. Calm your mind. There was a very famous poet in China. He went to see a Zen master. He requested, "Master, can you please give me some hint, brief, simple, you know, the main thing about Buddhism?" And the master said, "Do not do bad things. Try to do good things. Clear your mind." He said, "Oh my God, I hope you can tell me something higher, deeper. These kind of things, an 8-year-old boy can memorize it easily." And the master said, "Yes, you're right. An 8-year-old boy can memorize it easily, but an 80-year-old guy cannot do it." Is that true? We can memorize these three things easily, quickly, but our whole life, what we do, we're working on this all time. Yesterday, I talked to some young friends, and I said, "Do not misunderstand the word practice in Buddhism. In Vietnamese, we call tu, English translation, practice. You think practice have to be like this and like that, but actually, practice means you renew you transform, you make something better. Did you see your practice have been successful? Maybe a few years ago, before you come to the meditation, you are unable to sit on floor and cross your legs for an hour like that. But now you can sit easily. And if you don't come and practice every week, or you do not practice every day at home, you're unable to sit like this. So daily sitting is the practice. Even though you still cannot taming your mind yet, but you able to taming your body. Because we may cause our negative karma, our sins, based on the body. If we do not practice quietly sitting, we may do something. Maybe pick up the phone, gossiping about someone, etc. And we caused the bad karma for ourselves. So sitting like this, maybe you sitting here, you listen to me, you're listening to Thai, you feel boring, you fall asleep, but that's okay. You still have to thank me because I help you to practice on your body practice. You transform your body because we have the habit moving all the time. We cannot sit still. But when we come to the meditation, when we come to the chanting, we sit quietly. We transform the karma on the body. You open the chanting book, you read something you don't understand. But that's okay. Still, for sure, these are the good words. So you chant, you read for half hour, for 45 minutes, for an hour. You transform the karma on your speech. Your mind focused to the reading. You don't think any bad things. You transform your thinking. So one action, sitting, chanting, reciting the Buddha's name, or sitting meditation, we already transform and transform the negative karma on the body, the speech, and the mind. The chanting is like a good friend. The sitting meditation every day is like a good friend. Do you have a friend? We all have friend. But what kind of friend? If friend only support us, or only create suffering, create problem, create anxiety and hate and greed, ignorance, and absolutely those are not a good friend. In scripture, the Buddha gave a lot of examples about friends. And first of all, we have to define the word friend. Good friend and bad friend. In Vietnamese, we call thiện tri thức. Thiện means good. Tri thức means a friend. But how is this friend? How can this friend can be called a good friend? This person must know you so well and understanding you. That's called a good friend. Knowing you, understanding you. Let's say, I can say, I know Denise, but I don't understand her, so I only half of the friend. You all know me, but sometimes you don't understand me. Right? So be careful. Sometimes husband and wife, we just know each other, but we never understanding each other. Sometimes A couple can be like that. They're just a friend. They, even they call, this is my wife, this is my husband. They live together for a while, but they still don't understand each other. So that is missing. The meaning of the friend is not complete. It's only half. You just know that person, but you don't understand that person. And because you don't understand, then how can you support? How can you make this person happy? So a friend must be a good friend. And what is good friend? Good friend means not only knowing you, but also understand. Knowing by recognizing your face, your name, your maybe something outside of your life. But deep inside, that person have nothing. Knowing nothing about that person. Of course, if we have a good friend, we also have a bad friend. Sometimes that person knowing you, understanding you, but they always, that's why they can guiding you to the wrong path. So that is a bad friend. I can understand, let's say if I understand someone, his major weakness. I can see his fear. So I can blackmail him on something and I guide him to the wrong way, to the wrong path, to the wrong behavior. Also, so some people, they know us, they understand us, but they never do anything to harm us. That's called good friend. Somebody, they know us, they understand us, but they using us for their own beneficial. They took advantage on us. That's just a bad friend. The Buddha gave a lot of example of our friends. Today I share with you some. The Buddha said, a good friend will prevent you on doing bad things. If you say, oh, I want to do this. But if your friend say, really? Let's do it. Even the friend know this is a bad thing, but they still support you. That is not a good friend. They must prevent you not to do that. If somebody is gossiping, if you are gossiping on someone, and a friend come to you and say, my dear, we are unable to discuss this kind of thing because we never know anything exactly. And let's say you come for a mindfulness day. We only have 8 hours to practice from 9 to 5. And we have the full schedule for the day. But you come and you do not practice. You do not follow the schedule. For example, you can look at the schedule and you will never see any spare time. Only the resting time or self-practice time. You use your self-practice time to sit down at some corner with somebody and you discuss, you gossiping about some people. And that is not correct. And if someone try to tell you not to do so, you hate that person. That is wrong. We know that this person is very straightforward. They're willing and they dare to tell us something we have done wrong. For example, if the young monastics, they live together, and if they recognize someone have done something not correct, they should tell that person not to do so, not to continue, and they also tell the teacher They report to the teacher. Doesn't mean they are bad. They are reporting bad things about their brother. But deep in their heart, they want to help this person to practice good, not to do wrong thing while they are a monastic. So a friend willing to prevent you from doing bad things. And that is one of the conditions of a good friend. Not only that, but this friend also supports you, encourage you, convince you to do good things. Not only prevent you from bad, but also asking you do good things. It's like a teacher. They say, you did this wrong. Here, I show you how to do it correctly. Somebody, they don't do that. They just say, oh, that's wrong. But if you ask them how to do it, I don't know. They don't help. They don't show. But a good friend willing to. Very small thing, like cooking. You know, long, long time ago, we don't have internet, we don't have YouTube. So we have to have a book, all the recipe of cooking. But somebody, they write down the recipe, but they still hiding something. Secret. So when they cook that dish, that course, they are the best. Like the martial art, when they teach a student, they still keep something for themselves. Because they thought, if we teach them completely everything, they may against us. So a teacher have to hold back something. I remember there was a member from California, just a few days before he passed away. When he was very sick and he unable to sleep at night. So he used his laptop and go to YouTube and find some cooking recipe. And when he looked, he was watching some of the recipe and he said, oh my God, this is amazing. Now every kind of dishes you want to cook, you just put on the name of the dish and you can find all the recipe, different kind of recipes. That's miracle. This never will never happen long, long time ago. Some of the master now, they are very happy when they are traveling to somewhere and suddenly they request them to give a talk. You know what they do? They only need 5 minutes. They use Google and they search some of the term and everything there. They take a quick look and they can give a talk. And some of the, now they don't have to bring paper or anything, just their laptop. Save paper, save ink. They just open the laptop and look at it and give a talk. So a good friend advise you to do something, not to say this is wrong, but they never show you what is correct. I remember when I was in school, my friend passed by me and they saw I solved my problem wrong. I doing some math and they said, hey brother, that's wrong. And I said, then show me how to do. I don't know, you do it by yourself. So a good friend will show you how to solve the problem. A good friend will share with you something new that help you. They have learned something very interesting. They're willing to share. remember the both famous students of the Buddha, Moggallana and Sariputra, Một Kiền Liên, Xá Lợi Phất. They are good friends. And they promise to each other, if any day that we can find the best teacher, we never hide. We will tell the other, so that they both can come and learn. And one day, Sariputra have learned there was a very beautiful teacher called Buddha. So he never hide his friend. He went to Moggallana and invite. So both of them came to see the Buddha, and they became students of the Buddha. We are like that. If we know something, we won't hide. Anything that's new, we sure that our friend, not yet knowing it, we willing to share. So socialize with good friends. You always learn something new. I received an email from a young lady, and she told me, "Thai, since I learned your teaching, and sometimes I was so happy because I can create and learn something new from there." A young student from Vietnam, sometimes he sent me an email. "Today I have listened to your talk, and I have learned a lot of new things in there. So even though you are not back to Vietnam yet, but Thai, do you know that you are a good friend of us?" In our community, a lot of members, when they listen to a talk, if this talk is beautiful, they're willing to tell their friends. And they make hundreds and hundreds of copies. I met a young friend in Colorado last 2 weeks. In the past, he never liked that. He used his time, his youth, his energy, his money wrong. So soon he awake. Now he used his time, his effort, his youth, his money to duplicate, to make copy on talks and give for free. And he very enjoy, because he know a lot of people were awake based on these talks, and he very happy. A friend, a good friend, prevent you bad things, show you good things, share with you new things for you to learn, and also direct you to the higher stage of the practice. If someone call you and invite you to come for meditation, they call you to remind you of mindfulness day, they call you to give you a book to read because this is a good book, and you know this friend try to bring you to move forward on the path of life. Some of the friends, they unable to do that. They always try to pull their friend down. And because of that, because of the jealousy, because of the greed, because of the hate, the friendship is no longer there. When I back from Ontario on Monday and write on that evening, I have to go to the Wawamum Lake to do a short blessing for a young man who just lost on Saturday. Did you hear the news? There was a few young friends, they are canoeing in the lake, and because by accident one of them fell down and the water is too cold, they're unable to save one of their friends, and now the body still cannot find. So I have to be there to support the family and to do a short blessing to make the family feel better. And on the way home, me and the driver, and the driver is one of my friend when we are in school, high school. Now they are very successful in their business. And I asked him, he shared with me, he said, "Thai, the more I live, the more I success in my business, and I realize something. Nothing is important as a friendship. Because sometimes money can vanish everything. Money can destroy everything." I said, "Yeah, do you recognize that we are very friendly when we both are laborers? But if we both are the owner of each of the business and the distance between us start to depart, because we now try to bargain. Every time when we attend a party, we need to find, you know, a better suit, or we need to buy a better house, because now we under the name of a business. And that person is also a businessman, so when we attend a party, we are both the owner, the businessman. There is something between. So the money is nothing. When people mention about friendship, they will say, oh, money is not important. But actually, when we come to the point, to the real situation, and the thing is not as we mention, as we talk, as we discuss. So only when we in the situation, then we can experience. I have been witness a lot of breaking in the family just because of the money, just because of the possessions, the materials. Parents don't accept their children, children betray their parents, etc. Just because a material or possessions. Not enough. A good friend, a truly friend, will feel sad along with your sadness. Will be there for you when you're in problem. Do you remember a quote? I like this kind of thing. One day I called to a young friend, and instead of the tone rings to signal that is the phone is accessed, you know what happened to the phone? I heard somebody saying on the other line, "If someday you feel sad, call me. I don't promise to make you laugh, but I can promise that I can sit with you. If you want to cry, call me. I don't promise to make you stop crying, but I can cry along with you. I can give you my shoulder for you to lean on and cry." Beautiful. That's not under the name of the Dharma, but those are very Dharma. What is Buddhism? Buddhism is the way of life. Buddhism is the awakening way of life. So any way that you can awake someone, any way that you're able to help someone, that is Buddhism already. Last week I talked to the kids about the baby Buddha, bathing the baby Buddha. And I gave them a different talk. I said, do you know why we bathe the baby Buddha? Because each of you are the baby Buddha. If you know how to take good care for you since you are young, then when you are grow up, you're still a Buddha. That means you have made yourself the path. The Buddha took 7 steps when he born, based on the history. A newborn baby Buddha took 7 steps. And each of the steps the Buddha made, there was a flower, a lotus bloom underneath. And I said, when you learn how to step slowly when you are young, by attending school, doing small things like that, each of the things you do is a lotus to offer for your parents, for your loved one. You are the baby Buddha and the Buddha to be. If you start right, ending will be right. If you start wrong, that corner also wrong. Exactly when you do math, 4 numbers, but if you add 1 number wrong, the whole thing will be wrong. If you read a problem not clear enough and you just do you solve your problem, you misunderstanding the problem, you will solve everything wrong. So why the flower bloom underneath of the each of the step? We have to learn every single thing we do that must be turned a flower to offer. When we talk, we need to talk in such a way that may cause happy peace to someone. That is the flower of talking, the flower of speaking. If we need to correct someone, we need to correct in such a way that person willing to accept our correction. Not straightforward, we need to water them first. Brother, I appreciate what you have done for us. You have been a wonderful and helpful for us. But just in this part, you need to help us to do this better, so everything will be fine. In the monastery, when we write down a letter for someone to help them to reflect on their mistakes, we always begin the letter with watering them first. Your presence always support our practice. We are so great to have you. You are a wonderful brother. But brother, within the last 3 months, we realize you have done something not mindful enough. We just kindly want to share this with you so you can realize something and you can help us to practice so you benefit and we also will be benefit from your practice. When you correct your son, your daughter, when you correct your friend at workplace, you also can do the same. Let me give an example. Before you want to move a tree from that spot, you cannot just use the shovel and cut the root right away. You must take some of the soil out and we will see how much root they have and how much root we need to cut so we can keep the tree survive when we move to another place. Is that correct? Or if we took out a lot of dust from the root, but we still need to keep some dust that close to the root so it can survive for the whole travel to another destination. Dealing with people exactly is like planting a tree. Sometimes we need to trim, sometimes we need to move, sometimes we need to replace. This story I have been sharing with you also. A beautiful tree, big and fresh and green. But this monk always tried to trim. And he moved this plant to another pot. And he tried to water a dry tree. Somebody looked at him and realized that he had done something weird. He said, yeah, a fresh, green, and big tree we need to trim so make look nice and neat. Same thing, a person who are very successful, sometimes we need to stop them, try to adjust them a little bit. Otherwise, they will explode with their pride and their proud. We need to move someone we know to a better situation, to a better environment. When I have all the young monks, when they came to temple, they are 7 years old, 8 years old, I send them to school close to the temple. But after a few months, they learn a lot of bad languages. I move them right away. I rather every morning I give them 10 minute driving. I rather to pick them up every evening, every afternoon after school, instead of walk home. But I know that school can make them better. Move them to a better environment. So therefore, if our children live in a very negative environment because of the parents, they did not create a good environment for their kids, and they both need to sit down and reflect, what can they do to find the right environment for their kid? A friend will be very happy if they are seeing you successful on something. Never jealous. Happy along with your happiness. Oh, congratulations. You know, many brothers, monastic brothers, as same class with me. Now they became a spiritual leader of some temples in different states of America. And when I came there to visit them, and I see that they are very successful, I'm happy for them. Compared to me, I'm nothing to them. But I don't compare that in order to make me feel bad. But I can see they are very lucky. They're very fortunate. They live in that area, and a lot of members devote their time to help them to conduct a spiritual center, and very diligently in the practice. And all of the brothers who have first established the temple, I always support them within my capacity. So with my brothers at my same class, I am very happy because to them I have come to them wholeheartedly. Even now they are very successful, they are better than me, but I still okay because when they begin, when they start, I'm there. And a friend will prevent if someone who worshiping on that friend, you should stop them. not to do so. Why should you harm a fame of someone like that? And something you are not sure, you cannot say, you cannot speak up. You cannot transfer the message, the wrong message. And always encourage you, praising someone and also praising. In the Bodhisattva practice, we need to praising someone if they do good things. Sometimes we tell this to our children. Oh, I'm very proud about you. You have made mommy so happy with your mark this month. What is that praising? If someone doing something great, we should praise. For what? In order to encourage them to do more. So the Buddha conclusion, he gives four things. Happy along with your happiness. Sad along with your sadness. Stop someone if they are gossiping on you because you know this is wrong. And praising someone who is praising you, and or sometimes praising on your effort, your work. In Buddhist term we call tang tang. Tang means praising the name. Tang means praising the work. Not only praising the name of this person, but also the work of this person. Lately, a lot of friends are happy because now they can listen to our Dhamma talk online. They don't need to wait for us to send the disc to them. And this work has been done by one of our young friend here. You meet him on Friday night. He spent his precious time to come and record the talk, and he upload on internet, so people around the world, they just turn on their computer and they can listen. They don't have to wait for us to send the CD. So when they share their happiness to me, I say I try to thank the guy who did that. That means, oh, you know who is that? And that is his work. I tell them the name, I tell them the work of the person. The meaning of thank. You praising their name, you praising their work. We all have friends in our life, and sometimes we need to be clear. Some of the friends, we just come to say hello and that's it. We are unable to get along much because we may influence negatives from them. Some of the friends, we may influence good things from them. So the Buddha gave an example a lot about good friends, but today, within our limited of time, I just brought out some of the defined about the good friends and the good bad friends. And remember, again, good friend, how can this person can be called good? They knowing you, they understanding you, and they guide you to the good point. That's good friend. Somebody, they know you so well, they understanding you so well, that's why they use you. And they bring you to the wrong way. Bad friend. Ác tri thức. Thiện tri thức. Ác means evil. Thiện means good. Hopefully we all have a good friend. And husband and wife can be good friends. Not only we come to each other, not only are based on a romantic relationship, but also we need a friend on the path. That's why in the Vietnamese tradition, during the wedding ceremony, the husband and the wife, the bride and the groom facing together make one bow. Why they bow to each other on that day? Iris, between husband and wife, you are also a friend on the path. And I will respect you as a friend. You will respect me also as a friend. We're willing to share. May you be well, happy. Enjoy your weekend. And we'll see you next Friday. And brothers and sisters, next Saturday we will have a mindfulness day together from 9 to 4 o'clock. So please make up your time so you can come to the day with us. Please enjoy your breath along the three sounds of the bell.